is Bird Note. Birds spend lots of time keeping their feathers in top condition. This can include bathing or perhaps sunning. But the number one means of feather care is preening. When preening, a bird first grips a feather in its beak near the feather's base. Then it slides its beak along the length of the feather towards the tip. This action smooths together the tiny structures called barbules that make up the feather, while also removing dirt and small parasites. If a bird's feathers get too dried out, they become brittle. To prevent that from happening, most birds have a gland located above the base of the tail that produces oil. Birds use their beaks to massage oil from the gland into their feathers to keep them supple. But how does a bird preen feathers in hard-to-reach places, like the head and neck? Using its beak, a bird can dab oil on its toes, then comb its head feathers with its toes. Or a bird might wipe its head directly on the preen gland, or uropygial gland as it's called. Some bird pairs preen each other's head and neck, although this may be less about hygiene and more about keeping the bond between them strong and certain. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage up yours!
Hello, hello, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this a two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve and need to be heard. I am thrilled for this episode of Girly So Groovy. So much fun music packed into 2 hours this week. Coming up in the first hour, I've got music on the way from Stereolab, PJ Harvey, The Kills, Ezra Furman, and so much more. It was last week that we kicked off all of 2026, bringing in new music that still is a holdover from 2025. We kicked off last week with Brandi Carlile. Well, we are doing it again. We are bringing in Florence and the Machine. It was back last fall when Florence and the Machine released the sixth album, Everybody Scream. And I've got to say, if I had that album a little sooner, it might have even worked its way potentially into the honorable mention list. On Florence and the Machine's sixth album, Everybody Scream, vocal powerhouse Florence Welch bolts out an incantation, the magic in the misery, madness in the mystery. This Witch's Brew pervades the full album and becomes an anthem in this world we are living in. So we're going to kick off with that. But before we get to that, I also mentioned last week that for the winter break, my husband and I were road tripping across southern Arizona. While in Tucson, we did a record store shop, a record store stop. And right as I was about to check out, my husband comes running over, so excited to show me what he finds in the clearance bin. For $5, Basha Bulat's debut album. So we grabbed it. Bring it home, we're listening to it, and it just reintroduced me to just how gorgeous of an album that was. Here is something from that album, Basha Bulat, kicking off the full 2 hours, and then we dive into New Florence and the Machine right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Is blurred. There is only after or before. Am I so different? Have I changed? I do not recognize my face, the scar face that pulls inside, tugging at me all the time, chewing on a feeling and spitting it out. In a ball gown, anxious and ashamed, and the wind through my fingers, the only God that I know. And it does not want me on my knees to believe. Head high, arms wide, aching, aching, aching. And alive, and alive. So I don't have to be worthy, I no longer try to be good. It didn't keep me safe.
Those who sow will soon harvest.
Music right there from trans icon musician Ezra Furman, the frenetic indie rocker herself. From Ezra Furman's album All of Us Flames, we heard the song Throne. In the middle, it is new music from Florence and the Machine. Her sixth album, Everybody Scream, was released in the fall. Never had a chance in 2025 to feature that on the program, but definitely want to make it a heavy hitter here in 2026. We heard the song Sympathy Magic. In honor of the new album, Florence and the Machine is going on a North American tour. I'm very curious. This, I believe, is her first arena tour. I don't think of Florence and the Machine as an arena-type musician, but we shall see. She has tour dates in cities such as Chicago, Seattle, Toronto, and for our listeners in the Windsor and Detroit area, Florence and the Machine's coming through Detroit on April 13th at the Little Caesars Arena. Kicking off the entire 2 hours here, it is music from folk rock singer-songwriter Basha Bulat, reaching back to her 2007 gorgeous debut album, Oh My Darling. We heard the song I Was a Daughter Again. Just got my hands on that on vinyl from a clearance bin in Tucson for $5. What a steal. All right, let's keep things moving. Right now, it is one of the women that were the architect of 90s alternative rock. It is PJ Harvey right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Like the whales, and she built a chair. Give me oxygen, give me what I want. Give me oxygen, give me what I want.
Just silver steel in my two clothes.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from an album turning 10 years old in 2026. It is Anglo-American garage rock duo The Kills. From their 2016 album Ash and Ice, we heard the song Siberian Nights. In the middle, it is music from British singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Annika. Her latest album, Abyss, released last spring, was a heavy hitter for 2025 here on the program, and thrilled to still pull in Annika into 2026. I would say if you are a fan of acts like Susie and the Banshees, PJ Harvey, Dry Cleaning, Tess Parks,